Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the final third of Footlong Show before Christmas on Planet FM 104.6.
I was very worried you had like some news to announce. Darren, you didn't tell me.
This was a need to know basis, and you did not need to know.
Wow.
So this is my final third of Footlong Show. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Wow, Darren.
Before Christmas.
Please don't ever do that. Actually, like, genuinely, I won't know how to react on air. I'll just be like, "Why?"
It was me trying to be sort of like
Happy Christmas
newsworthy and to prove that we're actually live.
Mm-hmm.
And there was you like, "Oh no, what's he doing?"
Panicking.
So it's our final show before Christmas. For those that are going to be watching this show,
yes,
on YouTube,
Darren is dressed in a festive attire.
I have got my festive attire on,
mm-hmm,
comprising of one hat.
Tiny hat.
One tiny hat. That is it. That is my entire festive attire. So, my name's Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the show. What a day it's been.
I know, it's a day of football.
It is a day of football, and it was a day of football without work as well. Oh dear, so how have you been keeping, DT?
I've been keeping very well, enjoying the games. They've been interesting, to say the least, and not many quarterbacks left in the NFL.
No. Another one gone.
Another few gone.
Yeah.
Oh, it kind of felt like that Queen song, Another One Bites the Dust.
Bites the Dust. Especially if you're Kansas City.
Yes. Damn,
a second ACL.
JJ McCarthy gone again.
Oh.
Lamar Jackson gone.
They're gone, yeah.
Yep. Josh Allen? Well, that was free.
That was
like, oh no.
No.
Don't take Josh Allen now. He's the only one left.
Oh no, there was not much left at the end of today. Not a lot.
Mm-mm.
Probably about half a dozen what you would call reasonable rated quarterbacks, mm-hmm, left in the NFL. Some teams that are now absolutely on the verge, if not gone.
Well, you would think they were gone, but they're not. So the Ravens and the Lions are still theoretically in contention for playoffs.
But they need win out
and
lose
a lot
out.
Of help.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, actually, the Ravens win out, they can make it because they just have to beat the Steelers in the final.
Yeah, because they get that final game.
And then no one goes through from the AFC.
But then Packers or Ravens, one of them's going to fall this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Because they play each other, right?
Yes.
Yep. So one's gone, I reckon, this week.
No, because the
Packers
aren't
gone.
Not
yet, it's the Lions.
Yeah.
But then if the Lions win,
then a lot rides on the Colts game tomorrow from most of the AFC.
That's right.
Whatever way it goes, they clinch.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's interesting.
No. So, here we go. I've had an interesting day.
Oh, what have you done?
I've had my knee physio.
Yes. And how is your knee holding up?
It's going well. I'm on target for a flag football return in February. Nice. I went to a golf course last week and did not play a single shot of golf.
What did you do there then?
Drove the cart and was the trolley dolly for the day. So Air New Zealand, if you're looking for staff, I'm your guy. I did an exceptional job of feeding and I dressed up in golf gear.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you dressed up.
I was so gutted. I just so wanted to play and couldn't. And then I broke a tooth.
Mm-hmm. Because you went to see?
I went to see Avatar on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
What a disaster that was. No, the film was all right. 3 hours 15. Everyone says, oh, these are NFL games long. Go and watch an Avatar film.
No.
And we were told to sit at the front. We ordered food. Drinks and popcorn will be waiting because we bought Lux tickets.
Yeah.
Lux. And so we sat there, and after 50 minutes, no popcorn, no drinks, no food. So I stormed out in my most Darren Karen way and went to the counter and went, excuse me, we have had no popcorn or drinks or food. He's like, you missed Lee's. And I'm like, yes. He's like, we've been looking for you for half an hour. I'm like, well, we're in the seats you told us to be in. And it so happened that they said the front, which we went to the front and went, well, these are hardly great tickets sitting on your back to watch a film. And they thought we had understood the front of the Lux section, which we didn't even know there was a Lux section because it's not marked. There's two row A's in the same cinema.
Oh, that's good.
How about that? Yes. But in all fairness to them, Hoyt's Botany, recooked the food, resat us down after someone had stole our seats and our popcorn and our drinks, seeing that no one was there, and gave us complimentary tickets to another film because of the confusion.
That's nice.
It was nice. We kind of lost about 15 minutes of the film, but when it's 3 hours 15 long, ooh, that's a long film. Not bad. But you reckon it's over? That's it?
Well, he talked Avatar's about how he's not going to do 4 or 5 because there's too much money to make.
Yeah. So it's Christmas week. What are you hoping to get?
what am I hoping to get for Christmas? As a present?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not very good to buy presents for.
No, I'm the same.
Like, normally if I want something, I just buy it myself.
Well, that's what being an adult is, I always thought. It's like, oh, I want a record, or maybe I'll go and buy it with the money that I've earned. I don't know. But, yeah, my family hate me. Because I'm just so bad to buy for.
I don't like having a lot of stuff either.
Oh.
So I don't like buying many things. So just all in all, I'm quite bad.
Yeah. I've got all the shopping done for everybody that I'm buying for.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, what do you want? I was like, I don't know. Underwear, socks, I don't know. They were like, oh my God.
Underwear?
Underwear. Yeah, like boxer shorts.
Yeah, no, I know. Do I at least buy you fun ones or something?
No, thanks.
Oh, okay.
Just
kind of boring then.
Calvin Klein ones, very specific, very specific material, like pretty easy.
Sorry,
pretty straightforward.
Options?
Yeah, well, there's cotton and there's that micro nylon type thing and there's all that. I don't really think this show's about exploring my underwear preferences, but it's turned that way. Last week I was hosting a pub quiz, and the question was, underwear is the most common thing bought for a man at Christmas, true or false?
I would have thought socks was the most common.
Neither were in the top three.
Really?
No.
If this was like the 80s, I would have said a tie.
Power tools.
Oh.
Like, that is like buying an iron for a woman is buying a drill for a man.
I know, lots of people actually ask for that.
Boring.
I know.
If anyone bought me power tool
underwear.
For Christmas.
Sorry, but you want underwear.
I want underwear. If anyone bought me a power tool for Christmas, that would be grounds for divorce. Because that equals work, which I'm not interested in.
What if
practical
they, like,
work.
Subtly bought you paint cans with the colour paint and they want the room painted?
Well, that would be insulting because I'm colourblind.
We should probably know what colour it is then.
So, I think I might get, maybe, some... My family are probably listening. They're going, you've got no idea. I might get some music.
Yeah.
We talked before the show about my love of music.
Yes.
May get some underwear. May get some clothes. I don't know. I don't really like people buying clothes for me.
It sounds like a song title, though. Music and underwear. Does it? You sound like a song.
It's my new album.
Music
and underwear. That's my new album. Coming out 2026. But you got nothing. You got nothing. You don't really know what you're getting, what you want.
No, not normally.
Wow.
No.
How often do you get disappointed?
Not very often. I'm normally quite happy with what I get.
Huh? So easy to please.
Thank you. We'll just go.
The one day someone bought someone I didn't like.
Oh, no.
And I'm
they
not
buy you power tool?
No, they didn't. They bought me someone else I didn't like. They bought me wine.
Do you not drink wine?
No.
Huh.
No. Dessert wine, yes.
But not
port,
wine.
Yes.
But not
wine. No. They bought me wine, and to show my dissatisfaction, I gave it to my wife and went, oh, well, this is another one for you, seeing as I don't drink it.
I can't believe you don't drink wine.
No, not really.
Do you eat food with wine, like, that's cooked in wine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wasn't sure. If
like
that
red wine
like
sauce on steak or something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
But then, I nearly gave some of it away then. Whoa.
Why did you do this to me, though?
I'm
a vampire.
I was just like,
what was this?
Get away from me. Get away.
Weirdly,
I'm leaving.
Straight up, you just came up with a cross.
I was just about to give away something that was coming in very shortly, and I was like, oh, no, don't. I don't know why it was you.
No,
I almost thought you were drawing it out.
To me. Like, what was that?
Oh, dear. And then we've got the fruit chart.
Fruity five.
Festive fruity, I called it.
Festive fruity.
Huge amount of engagement from voting point of
people
view.
People have opinions about fruit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go through some opinions before. The voting was very, very close because I think 13% was the winner.
And what was it? Was it strawberry?
It was strawberries.
Was it actually?
It was.
I just straight up guessed that. I didn't know it was going to be.
I was being really controversial in the fruity, festive fruity. By the way, just out to our regular listener, John, if you want to comment on anything tonight, you're going to have to text my work phone because I've left it. Yeah, text my work phone because it's connected to my personal phone. I've left my work phone at home. But if you text me, but if he sends me WhatsApp, I won't get it. Anyway,
hi, John.
I've got lots to say.
I bet you're happy.
I'm not.
Alabama and Pats for the win.
Well, no.
Roll Tide. Go Pats.
Do you know why they both won? Because of the gutless, choking dogs they were playing.
I
choking dogs.
You can't
Oklahoma
pick your
choking dog.
John would say you can't pick your competition.
Choking dog. Anyway, in the fruity vote, Kira, because I was really controversial, just to try and stir up the pot, I put avocado and tomato in there.
Tomato is a fruit.
I know.
We had this discussion a few weeks ago.
I know, but people hate the fact that it's there, including Kira that said, get avo out of here, that ain't no fruit.
It is a fruit.
To which, on behalf of the Third and Footlong page, I posted the explanation of a fruit and avocado being a fruit, to which she was not very happy. Sophia went, where's raspberry, boysenberry, feijoas, nectarines, mandarins, guavas?
Darren doesn't like
feijoas.
My
God, why is this list so incomplete? And I replied, because half of those, I did put a different A word to start off with, but I changed it to average. Corin's back. No, Dean? I don't know where Dino's gone. The pollster added the avocado as a stone fruit, yet snubbed walnut, which is also a stone fruit.
Yeah, it is a fruit.
Each week when I don't run this poll, I am shocked and dismayed.
Do you know, like, walnuts come up a lot in our show?
I know.
Every time they come up, all I think of is, damn, I really want a walnut whip.
Walnut whip?
It's all damn I think it. About every time it comes up on the show.
I know.
It's walnut whip.
And then Cheryl was like, this is too hard to choose one. Of which I said, you can choose multi. We're being really good this week and letting people go multi.
You were in a Christmas spirit.
I was in a Christmas spirit, as I am tonight. So I put 20 fruits there, and yet somebody still had to whine about the lack of something being there.
What was it? Was it?
Well, you just said guavas, feijoas, raspberries, boysenberries.
What's that? Huckleberry, isn't that something?
Yeah, it's a cartoon character.
Oh, but what's that? That weird green gooseberry.
Gooseberry.
Yeah. It's a weird. Sorry, I was just trying to think. What's that British?
It's kind of a little hairy.
It's strange.
It's a hairy. Yeah, I won't explain it.
No, so, just keep going on to say here's the
20. I did actually put a which no one chose, even though they wanted to complain. For the love of God, why have you missed off the only fruit I wanted on this list? No one voted for it.
Okay.
Well, don't whine. Tomato actually got 6%.
Tomato's a good fruit.
Avocado got 6%.
Yeah.
Grapefruit got nothing.
I didn't put grapefruit.
You did, but it didn't register. No. Lychee, nothing.
Yeah.
Kiwi fruit, 5%, which I think shows the demographic of our listeners. Peaches, 3%. Plums, 2%. Pineapple, 8%. Mango!
What? Mango's
just
good fruit.
Stop it. It's gross.
It's a good fruit.
I can hear someone going screaming about mango lassies or something like that, but 9%.
It just ain't that good. It's a good fruit.
It's overrated.
It's really not.
Overrated. Blueberries, 7%. Watermelon, 7%. Pears, none.
Yeah.
I don't mind pears.
No, but I feel like you get like 9 out of 10 pears in meh, and then you get that one really good pear, and then you start off your like chain again.
And where's the Christmas people? Satsumas, 3%. Satsumas is like
Satsumas
the Christmas fruit. They're
so
brilliant.
Terrible.
They're great.
No, they're not.
They are.
They're really not.
So you're going to tell me you like oranges?
Yes, I like
gross.
Oranges. Then like a
gross
citrus.
They're just rindy, kind of like stringy, rindy, 1%.
Mm-hmm.
Less than Satsumas. Cherries, 10%.
Wait, what colour cherry do you like? I like the white cherries.
Oh, God, no.
White cherries are better. Superior
Next
cherry.
Thing you'll say, you like those glacier kind of pretend cherries as well.
Okay, those aren't cherries. Those are just sugar.
I know, but if you're going to like white cherries, then you'll be liking those as well.
Well, like, I eat them when they're in the Christmas pudding, but I don't overly enjoy Christmas pudding either.
No. Well, I bought a Christmas pudding this year.
Yeah.
And some mince pies. Bananas were 8.
Cherries,
apples were 3. Grapes were 9. Cherries were 10. And as we said, the winner was strawberries with 13%.
They're a solid fruit.
They are a solid fruit.
I just left them off my top 5, though.
Oh, so the fruity 5. Do you want to go? You go 5, I go 5. You go 4, I go 4.
So the two I left off were strawberries and mangosteens.
Good job you left mangoes off.
No, mangosteen.
Mangosteen?
Yeah. They're delicious. You should try them. They're only in tropical countries, sadly. Anyway, continue.
Oh, do we not live in one?
No.
Oh.
Do you live in a subtropical country? This is below tropical.
It's got tropical in the title.
it's if you see how much it's raining out there and how humid it is.
Well, that's quite tropical, isn't it?
It's the gross part. Number five, we've got plums.
Plums, nice choice.
Oh, mm-hmm.
I was just being outrageously controversial, avocado. So I picked avocado.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Avocado at number five.
Raspberries are my number four.
Satsumas are my number four.
I would have thought they'd be your number one.
Nah.
Number three, I have tomatoes.
Number three, I've got grapes.
Nice. What colour grape?
Oh, it's a dark one.
Okay.
You know what colour? Are they red?
Yeah.
No,
I was just, there's green and red, or there's like that really black colour.
Oh, it could be that really black colour.
Okay. The very black colour.
Could be the really black colour.
Number two, I have passion fruit.
I have strawberries. Okay. Passion fruit's nice. I like passion fruit in cocktails.
Yeah. It's just a solid
cocktails.
Fruit.
It's a good fruit.
Okay.
Oh, I actually like it in those fruity drinks at the theatre as well. I always ask for the passion fruit one. I do that because you have to turn it because
it gets all
silty at the bottom. Number one.
Watermelon.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Cherries.
Yep, that makes sense.
Love cherries.
But
apart
not the
from
white
the stony
one.
Thing in the bit.
Mate,
I hate just taking the stony thing out.
Why don't you get one of those pitter things?
It's a bit like olives, you know, having to take the stony thing out. I love olives.
I love olives. They're very good.
Yeah. Black
probably
or green?
Like Turkish olives.
Black or green?
Turkish olives are black normally, so black,
ooh,
I guess.
I go green.
Mm. Do you go green with the little pimento in it?
I like it with a piece of feta or something in it.
Oh.
Yeah, when they like...
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Smoker.
I like to just mix it up a little bit, you know.
Smoker.
I like to mix it up a little bit, you know. So there's our fruity five. We did not agree at all.
No.
We were totally
tomato,
different.
We?
No, I don't have tomato.
Do you have plums?
No. It was just outside.
Well, we both
banana I generally only have with smoothies.
Yeah. Banana can be weird because you can get those icky ones.
Yeah, I hate it when bananas are put in. You know when they do mixed fruit smoothie? And then they put a banana. Or they do a berry smoothie and they put a banana.
Like,
banana is not a berry. So take it out.
It's a cheap filler, though.
Well, no, but it overrides. The flavour of banana then overrides.
The worst thing to override is celery. If you put celery in anything, it suddenly only tastes like celery.
I love celery if you, like, do it with, like, hummus or something.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm talking about, you know, when people put celery in, like, drinks.
Yeah.
Or celery in soup, suddenly all you can taste is celery.
But isn't it about, like, 95% water or something?
I know, for such, like, a kind of pathetic vegetable, it's got a lot of flavour when you put it. It's like it suddenly comes into the show and is like, I want all the attention. Celery.
Sounds like me. Do you know what I'm so pleased about? You didn't put feijoa in there.
I don't mind.
Because they are gross.
You're throwing your pin.
I am. They're gross.
I
had a house once that had a feijoa tree, and I just could not. If I could have, like, put copper nails in it and killed that tree, I would have done. Because they are gross.
They're really not.
They're gross.
They're just
disgusting.
It is peculiar when you witness people eat them like apples. That does weird me out. Have you ever seen that? Oh, I've worked
wouldn't
with
you just
people.
Like,
they just, like, bite it. Like,
why?
Then they eat the rind and everything, except for the weird little flower.
That's like the weirdos in Cincinnati that were eating monkey nuts or peanuts with the...
But this is just... It's so strange to witness. You go, oh, that's interesting.
Would you eat a kiwi fruit skin?
No, people do.
No, I know. Why?
People also just mandarins as well. They just bite in mandarin with the skin, and I'm like, oh, okay.
What those are the sort of people the FBI should investigate. Those are the sort of people that would peel people's skin.
Well, they don't peel a mandarin, so I don't know.
No, that's right. They would eat a person.
Okay. But not peel their
no,
skin.
No, they wouldn't peel them. So, no, that's right.
So if you're eating a person, are you peeling their skin? Have you thought about this? I've never thought about it. But would you eat the skin or not? I wouldn't.
Well, I reckon if you could crisp it up like a pork, then I think it'd be okay.
Okay.
You know, like if we were in a plane crash and there was only four people.
No,
and me and you and two people and we had to eat the other
the
two people.
I would peel
would
the
you?
Skin. Yeah. Because it'd be hairy as well, wouldn't it?
Welcome to Serial Killer Weekly here on Planet FM 104.6.
I don't know.
As DT discusses skinless humans.
Oh, that would be creepy.
Wow.
That would be creepy.
Skinless humans.
Ooh.
Oh, you know those cats that have no fur?
Yes.
It'd be like that.
Bring one of those, yeah, yeah.
It'd be like that.
Mm.
Right, bit of NFL news.
Oh, is that what we're talking
about?
Yeah,
let's do it. Let's get off, like, because otherwise the police are going to turn up in a minute. If there's anybody that's gone missing anywhere near the radio station and found with or without skin, both of us are going to be a suspect.
I think so. Well, yours would have skin.
Mine would have skin. Not. Mine, only if it was crackly like Porco.
Okay.
What are you having for Christmas lunch? Do you know yet?
Yeah, we have ham at lunch, then
do you?
Dinner, yeah.
Nice. We're having duck.
I know.
I went and picked them up the other day. Such excitement.
Wait, them, do you have multiple ducks?
Yeah, two.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, damn.
They're like big
oof.
Ducks. No, sorry.
Throwing the laptop around.
Are just like, they big ducks or like...
Huh?
Like...
When I was playing golf last week, there was two on the course. I was like, ooh. I could save myself $100 here.
Yeah. Right. Do you get the whole duck with the head and stuff or no?
They usually put the head inside.
Yep.
So then you can take it out and chop it off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure somebody in my house knows.
What?
I'm sure somebody in my house knows.
You don't cook it. Yeah, okay.
Occasionally. No, I'm in charge of breakfast normally.
What's for breakfast, Darren?
We may be having pigs in blankets.
Okay.
Or, I bought a waffle maker, so we might have waffles. Waffle maker.
What do you put on your waffle? Are you one of these maniacs
maple.
Who puts golden syrup?
Yeah, maple syrup.
No, but do you put golden syrup? Because are you a maniac?
I would do.
Oh, you do?
Oh,
okay.
I would. I like golden syrup. I would do that.
Mm.
Creamy type stuff and jammy type stuff or syrupy type stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually got a cholesterol rating of 15.6 after Christmas, when it's meant to be below 5. Wash it down with a couple of Red Bull.
Wow, you're doing...
Yeah, I am.
Really
athlete.
Making your...
Athlete.
You don't have to work for
I'm
you.
Only here once, DT. Probably not for very long either.
Not anything like that.
Arch Manning going back to Texas.
Yeah, that's not particularly surprising, is it?
No.
Because his whole family have been saying it the whole time.
His stock's not good. I reckon if he'd have had a Heisman year, could have potentially have come out.
Yeah. Who's he going to go to? The Browns?
Oh, no. I'd just refuse to play.
Well, there has already been a Manning who's done that.
I know. And an Elway. And there's not many that have done it. Elway refused.
Mm,
he was picked by the Colts and... the transfer portal is off the charts.
Yeah.
Have you seen the quarterback market?
I know. Iowa State quarterback went as well.
$5 million for 1 year is what they reckon it's going to cost you to get a quarterback out of the portal. $5 million for 1 year.
So
that's NFL backup.
I will be getting a quarterback then.
Well, LSU are looking for a quarterback, of course. That's... A few LSU people have gone to Ole Miss, which is quite interesting.
You have the money.
I know.
Well, I don't have the
Arkansas,
money.
You got no money.
I know.
You're going to be getting, I don't know, who's the worst college quarterback you've seen this year? That's probably who you're getting.
Well, I don't know, because our backups were actually okay unless they transfer out.
That's a problem, right? $5 million. I mean, it's going to, I think it's actually going to kill college football.
Oh, well, because you only have the schools that can pay.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, like, yeah. That's a, like, if you can't pay, you can't play, pretty much.
And also, the college playoffs are now set, the next round of playoffs.
I know. We have Alabama versus Indiana, Miami versus Ohio State.
Never.
Ole Miss versus Fort Georgia.
Never have I rooted for anyone more than I'm going to root for Indiana.
Oregon versus Texas Tech.
I know. There's some good games there.
Oregon versus Texas Tech, I'm quite excited for. I think that would be a good game.
We'll cover the games in a minute, but I think Miami, that was an interesting game.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Ole Miss, Georgia. That could be interesting. Alabama, Indiana, yeah. Oregon, Texas Tech. 4 versus 5, 1 versus 9, 3 versus 6, 2 versus 10. So 1's there, 2's there, 3's there, 4's there, obviously. 5's there, 6 is there. And obviously 7 and 8 are missing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, interesting. So that was interesting. And then the Kiwi Bowl was played on Saturday.
Yes, indeed.
It was. The Metro Lions versus the South Auckland Raiders.
Raiders.
And it was the Raiders who won out. 14-6 up at halftime and won.
Was this the men's or the women's?
This was the men's. So it was really... I'll tell you something that's going to really make your night. So I saw that it was the bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I was on my phone and I'm like, I'm going to watch some of this. And
was
like,
this
just
when
keep...
you cracked your tooth?
No, that was Sunday. That was I know I'd already cracked my tooth by this point.
Okay. Also, just to let everyone know, Darren did swallow his tooth.
I did swallow my tooth because I thought it was a kernel that I was chewing into, and I was obviously chewing into my own tooth.
Mm-hmm.
Cannibal.
Mm-hmm. It's really fitting.
Do you skin your own teeth? Yes, I do. So I start watching Metro Lions versus South Auckland, mm-hmm. and I'm skinning through, and I've spent about 40 minutes watching this game. I make a ton of notes about it because I really want to be like, I want to be really kind of ready for the show to talk about it.
Guess what happened? Was this game from a few years ago?
It was the last year's final.
Yeah. I was trying to guess what happened, and I was like, oh, yeah, that was going to happen.
It was last year's final. This year's final isn't anywhere online. So all I had to do, all I saw was like the trophy, and this is the halftime. I don't even know what the full-time score was because I could not find it anywhere. I went on the NZAFF site. I went on the South Auckland Raiders site. I went on the Metro Lions site. Not that the Metro Lions are good. But because South Auckland won it last year, I thought it was that game.
Yeah. But no.
No. So then I watched some other games. I watched the Hamilton Hawks versus the Tamaki Lightning. So just to get familiarise myself.
Yeah.
And then I watched the flag football final from last year, which the Metro Lions did win. Because it obviously isn't this year yet.
No, it's not.
It's like February. So I reckon I could play flag football.
Even
at my tender age, I reckon I've got it. Although, looking at my leg this morning at the physio, I'm not sure I have got it yet. But
the college games this week with those kickers missing the field goals, I was like, oh, Darren could get out there.
I could. I'm so waiting for my leg to get better so I can actually
kick a
field goal. Do you want to talk about college playoffs?
Yep. Should we go through the two games that were nothing and meaningless?
Yeah.
Very quickly. Ole Miss versus Tulane, 41-10 to Ole Miss. Complete domination. Yeah.
If you are Notre Dame, right, this is why you're so angry.
Yeah.
The Tulane and JMU, just like James Madison, just... They were pathetic, those games were.
Yeah, they were not. They were very hard to watch.
And the college, I was sitting there going, as bad as LSU were this year, they would have been better than this. This was just garbage.
JMU versus Oregon, I have even less notes on because it was very hard to take any notes on
the game. Well, 34-6 at halftime.
Oh, no, it was, yeah. It was
Oregon had one third down in the first half. One third down.
What I find interesting, the Ducks, they 9.7 yards is average because it was just big play after big play.
Yeah.
It wasn't like they were going dink dunk. It was just, yep, score a touchdown, score a touchdown. Yeah.
Well, Ole Miss Tulane was 14-0 after 6 minutes or something like that.
Yeah, it was really.
It was like touchdown after 59 seconds, interception, and then Ole Miss just, oh. This game, if it wasn't already over, it was 17-3 at halftime, which was still relatively close. It would have been 24-3 had Ole Miss not fumbled on the 5-yard line just before halftime. But Trinidad Chambliss played really well.
Keywon
Lacey leaving the game.
Yeah, but Chambliss.
Yeah, Chambliss got knocked about.
Miami versus Texas, another almost nothing game because, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
10-3.
Wow.
And
Miami
that touchdown was like.
Yeah. They threw. But, whoa. It was a game of missed field goals.
And A&M.
Just missed field goals.
Missed field goal.
Yeah.
It was a disaster. It was 0-0 at half time.
It was interesting because Aggies' defense has been talked about all year, right? But it was Miami's defense that really won the game.
Yeah. I mean, the Aggies' offense had been scoring 40s.
Yeah. But 7 sacks.
Texas hadn't been inside the Miami red zone from the first quarter to the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Right, zero.
Multiple turnovers,
That Fletcher, the guy from Miami, he was great.
Yeah, he was all over.
A&M's offense completely missing. I just looked at it, and the notes I've got is neither of those teams would beat Alabama, even though Alabama aren't that good.
Hi, John.
Marcel Reed intercepted with 20. What was that throw? Is he overrated?
The whole thing was just terrible for the Aggies.
Is he overrated?
Well, because you know how you always talk about how the Aggies get to the playoffs and they just dive bomb. This seems to be what happened again.
Yeah.
Like a complete just...
I tell you what, Ole Miss have got to fancy themselves. They've got half of that. They've got half of the offensive coaching team there because Kiffin let them go.
Mm-hmm.
And I still think it's ridiculous they didn't let Kiffin coach that game.
Well, he didn't need to because they won it anyway.
That's right. But do you want to talk about the other one? I don't. You do.
No, I just want to because it makes you uncomfortable.
It doesn't make me uncomfortable. It just makes me angry because Oklahoma, I'm talking to you, Oklahoma, dogs. Choking dogs.
Because Oklahoma had it in the first quarter. I thought they were going to go like... Pff,
it was
done.
17-0.
It was... But yeah, no.
That it was that. Was it an intercept pick six just before halftime?
Pick six and then multiple missed field goals by the Sooners kicker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just dogs.
But yeah.
I'm never going to root for a team as much as I'm going to be rooting for you know, I'm worried about Indiana, though.
Yep.
That they played their final when they beat Ohio State. I don't know if they could ever get to that level again.
He won the Heisman.
I know, but... Alabama are not good. Do you know the only thing I'm happy about that game?
Yeah.
That they won? It means they're going to keep Kalen DeBoer. Which means he's not going to leave and go to Michigan, right?
Ooh.
Which means Alabama fans who are just desperate... Desperate
for Lane Kiffin.
Get out of here. He's at LSU. Get out of here.
I'd be really sad for you if he did actually move. Like, how would you feel? Like, genuinely, how would you feel if it did happen?
LSU's by far the better school. Why would you want to go to Alabama?
If it did happen, how would you... Like, who do you go to then? Like, who would be LSU's next
I would
coach?
Apply.
Okay, that's great.
I would apply.
No, but genuinely,
because I may be the only person. No, what do you mean genuinely? Are you questioning my capability of coaching LSU?
100%. 1,000%. I didn't even think that was the thing. I wouldn't think I could coach football.
I reckon you could get the Arkansas job. No, I don't know.
Like,
I don't even want to laugh about it. I'm not even laughing about it. I reckon the governor of Louisiana would probably take over.
Do you reckon Lane Kiffin would be banned from the state of Louisiana if he actually did it?
I reckon it would be seriously not good for his health.
No, it would be terrible.
Yeah. Because he got chased out of. Didn't he say that people were trying to run him off the road in Mississippi?
Yeah, Mississippi. Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine Louisiana? Look, if he stays free, even if he leaves after 3 years, I don't care. Because he'll have already won a national championship by then, so that's fine.
Okay. I can't really say anything.
He's going to win one within 2 years. He's going to win one within 2 years.
We have no money. I feel sorry for
Arkansas.
Like, generally, we have no money. I don't know what to do.
I feel bad because the college football and college sports was never meant to be about money.
Yeah, but it's completely bad.
I know,
money
and
now.
It's ruining it. It's a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
This portal thing is just ridiculous.
It's rough.
And I support a school that has money.
Yeah, a lot of money.
But it's ridiculous.
You really, if you want to actually support like winning teams, you need to go to the ones with money, Georgia Bulldogs, LSU.
Yeah.
Miami, to an extent.
But like... Yeah, going to be interesting. I mean, these playoffs are going to be interesting because it's going to decide if people stay, go, declare for the draft. Like, and 5 million for a quarterback in college terms is just insane.
Even as a school that can afford it, it's insane. You have an 18-year-old that money, pretty much.
Could you imagine people like when you go to the NFL, aren't you earning less than that?
Yes, if you're on like a practice squad, 100%.
You're earning like a million.
That's why some of these players are staying in college longer, because they make more
money. Because there's more money to be made there.
Yeah, then when they move through. Yay.
Who are you picking? Oregon versus Texas Tech?
I'm going to pick Texas Tech.
I'm going to pick Oregon. Alabama, Indiana?
Alabama.
We're done. This is my last show. I'm not coming back to this show ever again.
I have the same fear as you.
Heisman Doza.
Miami versus Ohio State?
I think there could be a shock there. I reckon Miami could shut them down.
Okay, I think Ohio State.
And you know how much I hate Miami.
I know.
Yeah, and Ole Miss versus Georgia. If that Georgia D turns up like it did against Alabama,
Georgia.
But I think Ole Miss have got something going.
Yeah,
and you know, like Brian Kelly came to LSU and then Notre Dame got to a national championship.
Yeah.
You can almost sense this happening again.
Well, because I think a lot of the players and a lot of their staff are quite spiteful now, and spite really does take you far sometimes.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
Okay, fun times.
Yes,
if you want
indeed.
To, for a fun interlude, shall I give you my top five wide receivers this year?
Oh, go on then. Let's have a listen to what you've
this
got.
This is for the NFL, not for college.
No.
Jackson Smith-Njigba.
Number one or number five?
Number one. I don't have these ranked.
Oh, you reckon number one?
I don't have them ranked.
You didn't rank it. I mean, fancy calling some at the top five
and not ranking
them.
I didn't rank them. I didn't know you wanted me to rank them. I can just say
my favourite five.
Five best wide receivers.
My famous five.
Jamar Chase. Of course.
Puka Nacua. No, I just hate Puka Nacua. I don't know why. Why do teams just not double coverage him?
I don't know.
Because that's all the Rams have got with no Devontae Adams.
I know.
Just double coverage him.
Actually, they've got a few good tight ends there.
Instead of, letting him put 225 yards on you.
I'm on Ross St. Brown.
Good, apart from today.
Yes. Sad times.
Yes.
Drake London when he wasn't injured.
Yes,
he was
great,
really good.
Great receiver.
And then I just want to note, Tetero McMillan, or T-Mac as he wants to be called, and Amika Buka. But Amika Buka has been less good recently.
Yeah.
Have both emerged as amazing wide receivers. From a draft that was meant to have bad wide receivers, they have very much proven that they were not bad.
I would have T-Mac in my top five.
Yeah, he's really good.
I would have him in my top five. I would also have Justin Jefferson.
Yep. He's not been good this year, though.
Well, that's because he's got no one.
I know. Well,
but he's still the best quality.
You need to do it. The other one I want to note who's not a wide receiver, Trey McBride.
Okay.
Fantastic tight end, genuinely the whole offense of the Arizona Cardinals.
But that's not about. John, he found the number.
Oh, John.
Oh, of course, I have to get the roll tide elephant.
Elephant.
Pleased with yourself.
Elephant.
And then what else did I get? Oh, I just got roll tide, and then I got the movie.
Roll tide.
You're going down.
They're probably not going down because you don't want them to.
I tell you what, this is my promise, right?
Okay.
If Indiana beat them, I will go and buy an Indiana shirt.
Okay.
For no reason. I'll never support them.
Wait, and then Hoosiers?
The Hoosiers,
shirt?
Yeah.
Not just a shirt that says
No.
The
college. I will buy one of their shirts.
Did you see Indiana might be getting another team?
No. Oh, yes, the Bears.
The Bears? That's gone very bad,
tell you
very
what,
fast.
Those, Mike Wilbon on PTI, he lost it. And Tony Kornheiser just keeps, every time he keeps referring to them, now he calls them the Indiana Bears.
Yeah.
Which just absolutely blows Mike Wilbon's mind.
Because that would be ridiculous if they did that. It'd be ridiculous.
That'd be great.
It would be genuinely
I mean, they are
why.
The Chicago Bears.
They're very historic. To be fair, they came from Arizona to begin with, so it's not like they're originally.
Not at all.
Fun time. Should I give you running backs or not?
Go on then, if you want to do that.
Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah. We'll see tomorrow.
These are not ranked, by the way. These are just the... Yeah, James Cook.
Yeah, he had a decent game today as well.
Devon Achane.
Yeah, great game today until Joe Burrow decided to burn them alive.
And then this is where it gets hard, because a few of these players have had some genuinely terrible games and then some absolutely amazing ones, and they're like Jahmyr Gibbs and Bijan Robinson. They seem to be like...
Oh, did you just 6'7"? Were you just 6'7" there?
I don't know what that is, but okay.
You're the youth, Darren. My kids will be so happy that I mentioned 6'7".
I'm glad for your children.
No, they'd be absolutely horrified as the actual. Last week when I was doing bingo night, and I did 6 and 7, and everyone started standing up going, oh, 6'7".
I was like, why are you doing this to me?
You're on TikTok.
No, I'm only on TikTok,
TikTok
to post our videos. I do
you
not.
You gotta see 6'7".
No, the only thing I'm seeing is say your stupid line or something.
Come on.
Are you singing? No, why'd you go quiet? If you're going to sing, you got to sing. You gotta
there
sing
may
loud.
Be a video coming from us on TikTok soon around that.
Yes.
I don't even know what my stupid line is. Well.
I do.
There's so many of them to choose.
And then a special shout out to Javonte Williams, because he is 100% been way better than I ever thought he was going to be with the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes, he's done well. Poor
DeAndre Swift was the other one, but Swift's, I think, his scheme has really helped him. And Kyron Williams of the Rams.
Yes.
But not enough big plays, I don't think.
Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, I said them.
Oh, did you? Sorry, mm-hmm. I missed that.
Sorry.
I actually think Rico Dowdle is worth a mention. Over 1,000 yards for the Panthers.
Yeah, I think so.
With that horrific play calling.
Then the Titans are more interesting, because most of them are injured this year.
Yes.
Because Kraft and Laporta were probably top two and gone.
Yeah, they're gone.
But usual suspects, Kittle, pretty much just him. The rest of them are all new. Tyler Warren, Rondae Gadsden, Harold Fanning, really good rookie tight ends in the league for the Browns, Chargers, and Colts. Hunter Henry, pretty reliable up in the Patriots. And Juwan Johnson of the Saints, I think, special mention.
I'm surprised you didn't have Ladd McConkey in there, by the way. Earlier.
He's not a tight end.
No, I know, but earlier.
He's not done very well as a wide receiver this year.
he's always managed to make a big play when it's needed.
Yeah.
He did another one
today.
He still
need to do more.
Yeah. Travis Kelsey, yeah. Mark Andrews, just been given another 3 years.
Did you see him? What was that? What was he even doing? Like, passing the ball? What?
Yeah, look, illegal backward pass. Then,
no, forward pass. Illegal forward pass, sorry. Pass. And then, all and all so confusing.
Which I thought the Baltimore were unfortunate about is when the New England guy jumped the line and Andrews pointed him out, Andrews got called out for false start.
Yeah.
That made me mad.
It just is what it
that
is.
That made me so mad.
Jake
they
Ferguson
choked
as well
like
for the Cowboys.
Dogs today. Yeah, he's good.
He's good too.
Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Bye, boys.
Who are your top five quarterbacks this season?
Top five quarterbacks.
That's hard because quite a lot of them are injured.
Because so many are injured.
The ones that aren't injured that I think are still good. Dak Prescott.
Well, I don't know if I'd have him in because their performance. He hasn't been able to carry the team.
I know, but he's been good.
Yes, but he hasn't been able to carry the team.
Josh Allen,
yeah.
Matthew Stafford.
Got to be Matthew Stafford.
Drake May.
The number. Yeah, Drake May. I've put him down.
And then Brock Purdy.
Because
he's still there. I would have also put Patrick Mahomes, but he's gone now.
Oh, no. Yeah. I wouldn't have had Mahomes.
Oh, he's still good,
I think
good,
he's
though.
Had such a drop-off this season.
I know, but even his average is better than most people.
He's been averaging like 40% completion rates and 40.
But he's still better than most people. I would still take him over most quarterbacks.
I wouldn't put Justin Herbert in there. I wouldn't put Bo Nix in there.
No. I would put, wait, caveat. I would put Bo Nix in the fourth quarter on there.
Yeah, fourth quarter Bo Nix.
He's up there, but the rest of them. For them fans, as you quote-unquote call Denver Bronco fans, them fans.
They'll be crying tonight.
I know. Terrible game for them.
You've got to put Trevor Lawrence in there, probably. Mm. Second half of season Trevor Lawrence.
I don't trust Trevor Lawrence.
No, but we're talking about the MVP's not done on the postseason. It's done on the regular season.
Oh, no, but I don't trust him.
Well, he hasn't thrown an interception in four games.
Fun times. We'll do defenders next week, I guess.
And I'm not putting Caleb Williams in there.
No, you're not.
No. Nor
Speaking
Jordan
NFL,
Love.
Should we? No, I want to put Jordan Love. But every time I feel like I've got Jordan Love, he just disappoints me.
Yeah.
It's very sad. Also, he's now injured and had a terrible head-to-head helmet shot.
That was disgusting, by the way.
It was really bad.
It was a bad, bad, almost dirty blow.
Oh, 100%. Okay.
Joe Burrow, whether they're winning or not, since he's come back, they're 4-1,
I know.
By the way. So, and
but he's just gone too much.
Miami today. Right, let's go. Gives us a spin. There's one game which it's just like, please don't do it.
Oh, well, it is that game, so have fun with that. It's the Giants versus the Vikings. A game that meant absolutely nothing to anyone.
Well, J.J. McCarthy, I reckon he's gone. I reckon they cut him. I reckon he's gone.
Dart in the Giant offense.
I made a note here that Dart had more interceptions than yards thrown with 2 minutes left in the second quarter. Why was he not throwing?
I don't know. That was really weird.
He had no passes in the first quarter.
Yeah, up until the second.
And then 2 minutes left in the second quarter, he had no yards passing and one interception.
Yeah.
And then
weird.
I think by the fourth quarter, he had 32 yards of total passing. And then got sacked.
Do you know what's terrible? The Giants would have won if Abdul Carter hadn't lined up offside, though.
Correct. Fumble returned for a touchdown for the Giants at the end of the half. That kept the game close. The dart thing, I was just, what is he injured?
He must be injured.
That was insane. Although the other day, the Seahawks game, and we all know they were scared to death of Darnold throwing interceptions, but he only threw five times in the entire first half.
Yeah.
The Vikings, I think you have to cut J.J. McCarthy. I think you just cannot have a quarterback that's that injured.
Mac Prosser looked better and connected way better with J.J. the wide receiver. Yeah.
My God, the over-under for that game was 43. It didn't even come close.
Next game?
Yep. Vikings on a three-game winning streak, by the way.
Oh, no. Oh, yes, do it. Yeah! Broncos versus Jaguars. For all them fans
for those
out there.
Fans, well, the Jaguars have averaged 33 points or more in the last seven games. Denver completely failed to control Lawrence, even though they sacked him five times. Outgained the Jags by nearly 100 yards.
I know, I saw that.
And just, that's a bad defeat for Denver.
I know, it was strange because Bonex just didn't have it in the fourth quarter.
No.
And they normally get through on the fourth quarter.
Yeah, no. This
the
is going to be tough
now. The Broncos run game is a problem. I know, I've been saying it for a few weeks now. Broncos run game is a problem. They cannot run the ball. And they asked Nix to have almost 50 attempts passing because they can't run the ball.
And then they only allowed him to run once.
That's
What's
terrible.
The game plan? Now, if
you need a run game.
For Denver, they need today's Chiefs to show up on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
They need that. They if they lose one more, they are probably going to be the sixth seed.
Yeah, which is weird.
They're going to be the sixth
Life
seed.
Fall from grace.
Which means that they're probably going to be going to Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm. Which will be interesting.
It is going to be interesting. So, I don't know if you've got anything to add. Lawrence, as I said, no. Denver were favoured by three. That is the first game that mm-hmm. Bo Nix has lost at home when Denver have been favoured. He was about 14-0 or something like that.
He's also in quite a young career yes. for those types of stats. Just saying.
He only needed two more wins to have the second most amount of wins in the first two seasons of any quarterback, by the way.
Nice for him.
Mm. But Denver have got to beat Kansas, and then it's going to go to the last game of the season, regardless of what happens next.
Can we talk about the Kansas game?
Yeah, let's do it.
Because I want to say that 2 weeks ago, I said that the Titans would beat the Chiefs. And I'm very happy to say I was right. And you called me crazy.
Well, I did because,
so validated.
Because Patrick Mahomes was available then. The over-under in that game was 37.5.
I don't
and
think
they scored
Patrick
35.
Mahomes' Chiefs were winning, though. They seemed so demoralized after they've been kicked out of the playoffs.
That was all. It was the fifth time this year that the Chiefs have had no touchdowns in the first half.
Yep.
That's why you can't include Patrick Mahomes in the top five.
133 yards by the Chiefs. To 376 yards from the Titans offensively.
Every time I watch the highlights, the Titans
there
were just absolutely killing them.
Yeah.
And then, of course,
Titans defense seems to always show up and try.
Gardner Minshew, ACL.
Yeah, that's it. That's really rough.
Yeah.
Cam Ward, I think, looking good. They really need to get him a line and some weapons, but I think he's looking good for their quarterback going forward.
Not much else to say about that game.
No, I just want to say.
Broncos fans will be hoping that Chiefs turns up on Christmas Day.
For them fans.
For them fans.
For all them fans.
I know there's somebody out there that's desperate for us to talk about a game.
Do you know who this could be?
Is that Washington?
It is. I don't have much to say about this.
No, it was a rubbish game.
It was really bad.
The Eagles clinch the NFC East. This was a crazy stat.
Yeah.
The first team to repeat as NFC East
years.
Champions in 21 years.
That stat comes up every year for the
That is
East.
Crazy. Jaden Daniels was shut down for the season, so it was always going to be a tough.
Eagles special teams, though. That's a bad unit.
Yes.
0-for-2 on field goals, that muffed little punt. Yeah,
what
bad.
Are they going to do about the field kicker? Because he cannot.
No, he
all
is
three
not
of
delivered.
Them went the same way.
Yeah, it's
they
really
all
weird.
Went left of the mm-hmm. post. It was. You
I don't
cannot
know you can
go into
up.
The playoffs without a kicker.
Yeah, well, they're going to.
Oh.
And the Eagles' offense of old felt like it turned up with Barkley going for 130.
Well, they
yards.
Are first in red zone offense.
Yeah, with their tush push. Although the tush push again didn't work today, so I don't know how much
that, yeah.
got left
it works,
in that play.
It seems to be working more for other teams.
Versus
than
the
them.
Eagles, yeah. Let's go. Oh, yes, Browns versus Bills. Let's talk about our team, Darren. They nearly won today.
They did.
They
how?
Really nearly won.
Shadur had two tipped interceptions. Neither were really his fault.
No.
There was a weird stat I saw that the Bills are 5-0 when Cook has 20 rushes, 7-1 when he's over 100 yards, 6-1 when he has one touchdown or more, but they're 9-1 when Josh Allen has 30 or fewer pass attempts.
Interesting. Well, James Cook is a really good
But Allen having under 30 as a quarterback.
Well, Allen need to run Allen as well. They still have an issue with the wide receivers. Like, they still haven't set who their starting wide receivers are. They're still not quite sure.
Yeah.
And you're very far into the year to not be sure who your skill catching pass catchers are.
Myles Garrett couldn't get anywhere near Josh Allen.
Did you see his desperate reach?
They gave him a half for that. I don't know why. But, not a lot to say. I think Shador's not the long-term answer. He got injured during the game. Judkins got
very unfortunately
badly.
Completely.
Yeah.
His knee's destroyed. His leg is broken. His ankle's destroyed. That was really bad.
They actually refused to re-show it.
It was, yeah.
Yeah. No. Terrible. And so sad for such a talented player as well.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Bills could win that division.
Oh, yeah.
Bills could win that. Bills could be the number one seed.
Should we talk about... Oh, someone else in their division, the Dolphins.
Ooh!
Dolphins Bengals.
What are the Dolphins going to do with Tua? I mean, the game is irrelevant in the fact of both teams are eliminated.
Gone.
$99 million.
Gone.
Makes Denver's decision to get rid of Russell Wilson like candy money. $99 million.
You can't keep him. I feel like once you benched him, you said what was happening.
But where's he going to go?
I have no idea. But once you benched him, you kind of already showed what you're going to do with him.
You know the Browns.
I know the Browns. I know our team.
You know the Browns.
Do you know where he could go, which would be interesting, to have two lefties? Atlanta. They might take him. Because Penix won't be back for the start of the season.
No. I saw today, I don't know if it was the Giants that had a lefty kicker. First lefty kicker in the NFL.
Since Janikowski, yeah.
Yeah. For 8 years or something.
Saints might take Tua.
Could, but Shook.
No, Shook is good. Shook actually,
The first Saints quarterback, rookie quarterback, in their history to win 3 consecutive games.
Just speaking on the Saints-Jets games, I don't know if Aaron Glenn's going to make it out of the season.
No.
I think it's just
They're garbage.
It's too far gone.
Brady Cook. Terrible.
Brady Cook, yeah.
Yeah.
Chris Olave, though, looks nice.
Yeah, they do. It was a terribly low-scoring game at halftime, and the Jets just did nothing.
No.
Joe Burrow looked good today.
Yeah,
Joe Burrow looked good. I just hope he finds his happy place.
I think he seemed to find his happy place, too.
He just needed to. I kind of got the feeling that Miami just got tortured for what happened to the Bengals last week.
Yeah.
They were like, this ain't happening again, and you're going to take. I thought for a while Miami were pretty competitive in that game.
Yeah, and then it just didn't go their way.
No, it just absolutely just fell apart. I mean, Mike McDaniel, is he back?
I think he's back. I think by benching Tua, you've shown what you're going to do. Because I feel like it was a keep one or the other situation, almost. Okay, please stop doing that. I don't know what that means.
I thought you were just giving me the 6-7.
No, I don't know what that means. Okay.
How many touchdowns did what's it throw for today?
What's it throw for? Quinn Ewers?
No.
Burrow for 4, didn't he?
Yeah. So my laptop froze up and on the NFL type of...
Yes, okay.
Keeps going to Bing. That's why. That's my problem.
Bing,
the worst.
Bing bong.
The worst. Give us another spin.
Okay.
We have 5 minutes. There's someone out there that's desperate for us.
Panthers versus Buccaneers.
Go, go, go. There we go. Go, go. I got to be honest. The Panthers were toilet.
No, but they won.
The Panthers were toilet.
But they won.
Who?
They won with the game-sealing interception.
Who is calling their plays? Because
I don't know. A mystery voice.
Rubbish.
Mystery voice.
Bryce Young threw 3 great down-the-field passes today.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the rest of the game, Canales has got him dinking and dunking for 4 yards.
Look, he did what
Pointless.
Needed to be done to win the game.
No, well, I think Bryce Young's not getting a fair deal.
No.
I think Bryce Young is not getting a fair deal.
I'm very excited for the rematch in a week, though.
Well, it's going to be whatever. And unless, which is not going to happen, unless Carolina beat the Seahawks and the Bucks lose.
Yeah.
That's the only way the second game's going to mean nothing.
I really hope it means something. I think it'll be so cool.
It's going to mean something because the Panthers are not, unless you're going to do a Titans Chiefs on me, the Panthers are not going to beat the Seahawks.
I think the Seahawks are a good team, I don't think.
But they have been really poor lately on offense.
Seahawks, yeah.
Yeah. But Young again, I don't even think he got 200 yards again, did he?
No, he got 191 or something.
Oh, I mean, his rating was 102.5. Baker, what's going on?
Very injured.
Yeah, but he was only dink-dunking as well.
Yeah, I think his shoulder is too messed up to throw far. He threw the 40-yard pass to Ibuka.
Ibuka, yeah, but that
I
was
just think his shoulder's too messed up to throw that far. So,
Mike Evans,
you're a bit done.
Five, Godwin, five, but they were all, like, short.
Yeah, no.
I mean, it was a tight game. I got to be honest, halfway through the second quarter or towards halftime, I'm like, Carolina are done here. And then they somehow got that touchdown before halftime.
Yeah, and then
the game just was so tight for the second half.
Am I spinning?
I think it's going to be a different game in Tampa Bay, though.
Oh, yeah. It'll be an interesting game.
If it's anything like what I saw when Carolina were in Florida, when they were playing the Jags, that heat was not for them, but they're going to be a bit cooler this time of year.
Texans versus Raiders.
Well, who'd have thought that?
I'm just glad the Texans won.
Who would have thought that?
I did actually think the Texans' offense without Woody Marks, completely different story. They have no running game, so no way to help CJ Stroud. And then also, the other situation, they played two very bad defenses recently, and I think their offense got a bit, like, bloated on their own glory. And then they came in thinking they were going to destroy the Raiders and did not.
No.
JT also, finally, with 128 yards rushing.
And 60 yards receiving.
I know, and two touchdowns. I felt so good for Ashton
JT. The breakout game, I mean,
it was nice for him.
Oh, it was close. It was a close game.
Texans only squeaked out of there.
Very, very surprised it was that close. Because
Texans only,
Raiders,
it's because they don't have any running game.
The Raiders have been terrible of late.
But yeah, Texans squeak out of there with on a Stingley pick six is the reason they won that game.
Yeah. No, 100%.
Texans defense, though. Still good.
Yeah, they are, but giving up 128 to Genty, who has been dog most of this season. Did not see that coming at all.
Bears Packers?
Whoa. Talk of choking dogs. Packers.
I know, that was. Wow. They should have won that game. It was terrible.
Wow.
They should have won the game.
They choked. And then letting the Bears take it in overtime like that. Come on.
It was sad. It was interesting how much wind played a big factor, though.
Oh, my God. Did you see everything? It was like gale force wind.
It was terrible, yeah. It was interesting how the field goal kickers didn't actually have too much of a problem. It was the quarterbacks that did.
Yeah, the quarterbacks. There was that one where I think Love threw it or something. And it just...
Yeah, and it just... Whoosh.
I think if Love stays in the game, they win it. I think Malik, yeah, a bit today like Huntley in Baltimore,
just enough, yeah,
had enough, but not quite enough, yeah, to kind of get him over the line. I'm still not buying I don't know, how can you not buy a quarterback? Again, no one's buying Bo Nix either, but all of the commentators...
Really against the Broncos fans. Them fans, them quarterback.
No, but like, you look at Caleb Williams, and I don't think he's doing anything...
I think he knows he's not doing anything great because of how he's talking in the post, like in the post conferences,
press conferences,
yeah, whatever they're called, those
press
things.
Conferences, those things
where they talk about things.
But oh my word, how did the Packers lose that game?
I honestly, it was the fumbles. The fumbles did them in.
They're going to crawl into the postseason like.
It's actually interesting because you mentioned the Ravens and Lamar Jackson, the fumbles also. That was their downfall. Both teams were killed by their fumbles.
Derrick Henry.
Fumble.
I know. Well, that pretty much gets us through to the end of another show.
I know.
And next week is going to be the post-Christmas.
Post-Christmas show. We're both wearing fat pants.
Will I still be here?
Will you just...
After
Darren,
you...
Darren, don't do this to me.
I think you were trying to... Were you secretly trying to get me to
Roll
just
tide.
Leave?
Roll Tide.
You're trying to get me to leave the show.
yeah, I'll just keep saying Roll Tide, you roll out of it.
You know when you turned around and went, oh, this show is just not about one point, or you were saying, oh, people make it about themselves.
Celery.
It's me, yes.
Your celery character.
So there we go. It's Planet FM 104.6. This is the Third and Footlong Show. I've been Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
So don't forget to follow all the social medias, and we'll be back next Monday night at 6:30.
One oh 4.6 Planet FM.